Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
David Kessler is an expert in the area of healing, loss, and grief, and has penned a brand new article about the reaction to Kobe Bryant's death. We just retweeted that because he is also the man behind grief.com, and there's a bunch of tremendous information there about the grieving process. He's written 5 best-selling books on the subject and is kind enough to join us now. David Kessler, thank you so much for being on with us.
Oh, thank you for talking about this. It's an important and such a tragedy.
I want to start with just the obvious question at this point that we've all sort of been asking ourselves over these last 24 hours. When a celebrity dies, somebody that we probably never ran into personally, never met, never shook hands with, why is it that we all go through this kind of grieving process?
Well, the interesting thing is, even though we didn't know them, they, one, either helped us know ourselves, perhaps they inspired us, they touched us, they made us laugh, they, you know, gave us enjoyment. Or the second thing is, you know, they were a background to our lives. I mean, we went to their games, we watched their games, they were in our living room. So even though we didn't know them personally, they were a part of our lives. So it is actually a real grief.
Can you talk about that a little bit? What do you mean it is a real grief?
It's not a family member. It's not a friend. But it is someone we were connected to. You know, grief is a reflection of a connection that has been lost. So we can connect to Kobe Bryant. We feel like we know him. We've learned about his life. We've maybe watched his TV special. Maybe we've watched a million games. And so we do feel we know these people, even though we've never met them. So that's what does make us have real feelings about them.
So is there such a thing as a proper way to view grieving somebody that you never met? Is there a box to put it in? Does it separate itself at all from the grief or from the loss of a family member, for example?
Of course, it's very different. But the interesting thing that you bring up is we have more permission to grieve collectively. So, you know, if we're talking about this at the water cooler, we may be talking about Kobe, how shocked we are, how sad we are. We may, if we live in Los Angeles, you might have gone to the Staples Center. You know, there's things you might do. But you always can't go to the water cooler and say how much you miss your brother who died or your spouse who died. So it's interesting that we give collective grief or permission. We don't always grieve. We don't always give ourselves that permission about a family member. And that we should.
How much does the manner of death make a difference in how a person grieves or how you react to that person's death?
That's a great question, because the reality is it does make a huge difference. If someone dies suddenly and unexpectedly, that always impacts how the grief and how we feel about it. If someone dies young, 41, 42 years old, oh my gosh, or 13 years old, that's very young. That impacts how we feel about it. You know, it doesn't mean your 100-year-old mother, you're not going to grieve her, but certainly we're more shocked that Kobe Bryant dies in his 40s and his daughter dies at 13 than we are that mom died at 105.
And we also heard yesterday all kinds of different manners of people reacting to this, from people saying that, you know, as soon as they heard about it on the car radio, they pulled over and burst into tears. Everything from that to people saying, well, you know, it's just sad and it's a sad day, but, you know, tomorrow will be another day. So, you know, again, is there a proper way to do it, or do you just have to go through the process that what, you know, whatever it is that your mind dictates is what you're correct in doing?
That's right. You know, grieving is very organic. I'm glad the person who needed to cry pulled over, and the person who finds it tragically from afar, that's the way they're doing it. They might not have had a connection to Kobe as much. they might have not been invested in basketball or his games or his work or been inspired by him. You know, if the person was big in our life, that's going to make us take it on just a little more.
Can you give us some insight into and what do you make of some of the division that we're hearing today in the reaction to Kobe Bryant's death? You've got the group of people that are calling him a hero and he was a great guy and he was a philanthropist. And you've got the other group of people that are kind of angry at the people who are overlooking some of the not great parts of his past. Can you shed some light on that?
Well, I think we do have a tendency to idealize people in death. You know, we do that whether it's a celebrity or our Aunt Martha. And the reality is people have good parts and bad parts. That's just true for all of us. And I think, you know, there's that old belief that you shouldn't say anything about the dead unless you say something good. And other people find, you know, the more authentic we are, the better we can grieve them. So you're right, there is a crazy division in there, and it just happens to be how human beings respond.
So there's no right or wrong in it. It just is what it is. So, you know, given all of that,
right.
I guess the thing that people are going to want to know is it okay? Is whatever I'm feeling about this all right? And I don't know that there's any particular way to answer that, but I will just sort of hand you the ball here and say, is it always defensible, whatever it is that you're feeling about something like this at this time?
Yeah, the truth is feelings aren't right or wrong. They just are. You know, it's interesting. Our generation, like a byproduct of the self-help movement, we are the first generation that judges our feelings. We shouldn't have them. We've got too many. We don't have enough. We cry too much, not enough. And you're right. Whatever we're feeling is exactly what we're supposed to be feeling. No more, no less. It just is what we feel.
Well, like we said, there is an article that's up on Twitter right now. All you have to do is follow me or Jamie or follow David Kessler, and you'll find it. It's specifically about Kobe Bryant, but I think it speaks to a lot of the things that we've all felt over time about people like Princess Diana and John Lennon and the rest. So we encourage you to go check that out. It's also online at grief.com, which is where you can find more about David Kessler and about the work that he's done and the books that he's written. So go check that out as well. And David Kessler, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm going to be in your city in April. If anyone wants to come to something live, they can find the details coming up on grief.com.
Excellent. Great. All right. It's there for you in the events section, and so you can check that out as well.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.